It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jenna. How are you on this absolutely gorgeous day?
I'm just telling you right now, this weather is what I live for here in Northwest Florida.
Exactly.
It's perfection. Even last night, I took an extra walk with the dog because you cannot ask for better weather right now.
You can't. And we all, of course, in Pensacola hope for a nice spring. In many years we go from the cool wet weather to the real hot weather,
right?
But in the last week or so, we've had some rain, of course, but the days have been gorgeous. You get up into the 70 to 75.
Look, I got some sunburn yesterday.
Isn't it wonderful?
He's wonderful. Like, what are you doing?
Look, I did too. I walked in the yard.
You have nice color, though. Well, I will say, but we missed it. We crave that. We live in this beautiful area for a reason. You know what we did this weekend? We took our kids and we hung out at Bailey's. And if none of you know what that is, you have to go to Bailey's. Well, they have fresh produce. They have plants. There's a nursery. You can go outside and walk around. And it was Saturday. It was a little windy, but I ended up walking out with a few new babies. I'll say that.
Bailey's is amazing. Man, funny you should mention that. I'm on my way over there after the show, as a matter of fact.
Well, but it's the best. Well, they have everything.
Well, of course, they've got all the produce, which is just fresh and nice and a great selection and all. We all know that. We've grown up with that. But in the last years, of course, they have gotten into your tropicals, your hibiscus, mandevilla, pentas, all those great tropical plants. And the quality of those plants there is terrific.
Oh, absolutely.
And just really, and it's like you say, even if you just walk through it, it'll get you into a springtime mood.
The kids loved it. They were just having a blast. My kids picked out a new plant for each of them, but they have to take care of it. Plus, I want to say too about them real quick before we get to our caller. But their prices when it comes to the clay pots are unbeatable.
Yeah,
you go somewhere else and you're gonna pay a little bit of a chunk of money, and you might not be able to get the saucer with it. I don't even know what you call that. The base part of the plant.
Right.
Planter?
Saucer.
Yeah, the saucer. Sure. Is that the name? I'm just making things up.
It's kind of a technical term. We use that in horticulture a lot.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it really saucer?
A saucer. Yeah, it's just a plant saucer.
Oh, so I got it right. I was just thinking like a teacup saucer, and that's why I said it.
No, you're absolutely right.
I'm just taking good guesses
today. You are so good.
But they were great price. They had all the matchers. They had all different sizes for the succulents that I needed for my bigger flowers. They even had one of my favorite roses, which now it's falling out of my brain, but it's like a peach-colored rose. And it's not as big as the rest of them. But anyways, that's a little bit of a plug. And it was a fun family outing as well.
I think they had some drift roses there that we talked about on the Garden Line, which are just great, lower growing, bloom their hearts out.
Yes.
It's a great rose.
Oh, all my roses are blooming right now in my yard.
Oh, yeah.
I have about six rose bushes.
My little knockouts are just going crazy. It's wonderful.
I'm so excited. All right. Hey, let's start the show with David from Gulf Breeze. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes. Go right ahead. What's your question?
So, yeah, I just got some sod, and I laid it down. It was pretty grueling. A little bit of backstory. I had a pool put in, and when they put the pool in, they obviously had to drive their back hose and stuff over top of my yard, and it compacted it down so much that the grass was having a hard time growing over top of it. It was there, but it was just really not really good quality. So I rented a tiller, tilled all up. It took, like, probably a good 8 hours just to do about a 600 square foot area, 800 square foot area. And then after that, I raked it all out and put down sod on top of it. I guess my question is, what can I do to actually get that to actually grow a little bit faster, if you will?
Well, obviously, a little fertilizer would help. Now, here's sort of a rule of thumb. One, you did the right thing. You really did the right thing insofar as the tilling and all of that. Some folks just lay the sod down on what they've got, and of course that doesn't work as well. But if you've got that area nice and turned over and weed-free and soft, and you water it and you put the sod on that, you are well ahead of the game. So if you'll do that. Now, let's hope it's in good sun, but the rule of thumb I'm talking about is if after you have mowed it twice, in other words, you know, if it's St. Augustine, you're going to go 4 inches, Centipede, 3 inches, Zoysia, you probably could go about 2. However, once you have mowed it twice, then you can fertilize. And this time of year, of course, we like to use the 16-08 or a 15-015, but it's critical that you buy the good fertilizer that is slow release. It's got iron in it, minor elements, a nice granular, and go ahead and fertilize it then. And then if you water it, and since you just sodded it, I would, quite frankly, right now be watering it almost every day for a couple of weeks, and then go to maybe your 3 times a week, depending on the weather. So water, mow it, fertilize it after you've mowed it twice, and you're well on your way. And I think you'll do just fine. What kind of grass is it?
It's a Centipede. I actually got it from 2 different locations. One location, they were cutting it in squares, and they just didn't have enough. But with all the rain that we had over the last week or so, they said that some of their areas were just too wet to actually cut the sod.
Yeah, no
so
question.
So I went to another location, and they did the rolled, I guess it's 4-foot-long sections. And I'll tell you what, that was so much easier to put down.
It was
fresh cut. So I think I'm going to get a better product with that than I am going to get with the squares.
The squares also
had that mesh in it.
Yes, you make a great point insofar if you're going to buy sod. And like you just said, it's quite a chore to get that all preparation done and buy the sod and put it down. I mean, it can be expensive. Be sure you get quality sod. Buy it from a reputable dealer. Be sure it's got a nice thick base to it. Obviously, be sure it's weed free, and then put it down. So I think you're going to be in good shape, quite frankly, but I certainly would water it every day, maybe about 30 minutes every day, for a week or so, say a week or 10 days, maybe even 2 weeks, depending on the weather, and then fertilize it after you've mowed it twice. And I think you'll be fine. I think you're well on your way to recovery.
And then last question for you with regard to that. When I put it down, I noticed I had some low spots. Over time, is it going to be okay to just throw some sand on top of that to fill in the low spots, or
yeah.
Do I need to fix those, like, right now?
You know, you could have written a script for the Garden Line today. You really are asking the right questions.
David,
this
you're
is
doing
great.
Yes,
you can just throw some sand. Now, a lot of people, just as a matter of course, sort of as a rite of spring, will get dirt and put it over their yard, or even clay or sand. I'm not a fan of that at all. But if you do have these undulations, these low points, sure, put in some good white builder sand, works just fine. But don't put it on so thick you smother the grass. Have the blades kind of coming through the sand. You may need to do it in stages, but that is a good way to get that undulation, if you will, that uneven turf back to an even condition. Yes.
Great. I'm glad I called in. These are all things that people were kind of telling me, but I wanted to verify.
Look at that.
You never know who's giving. You don't know who you're getting the information from when you talk to people on the side of the street, and they say, you can do this, you can do that. Get it from the experts.
Well, you know, sometimes in our business, in the horticulture business, there are no wrong answers. You know, it all depends on how it turns out.
Trial and error.
Trial and error works sometimes. But I think those particular rules we just discussed are pretty solid.
Yes. And David, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate listening and calling in and chatting with us. All right. So it's about 9:15 here on the Garden Line, 437-1620. I see you all saying good morning, sending us pictures as well. Can't wait to open those. If you do have a question, please let us know. We start to get busy pretty much around the next commercial break time. So 437-1620. I do have a story to share with you as well, a personal lawn care and gardening story. So you want to stick around
for
that.
Can't wait for that. Cannot wait for that.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Business owners, second quarter is here. Wait, a quarter of the year is gone and you're still struggling to put together your strategies for your marketing plan this year?
No. We actually have a wonderful strategy in place. I'm just going to go get it. Oh my gosh, you guys, get a plan together quick!
Don't waste another day. Contact ADX Digital today. Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director for ADX Digital, and it's time you stop wondering, stop stressing, and the overwhelm you feel can end today. At ADX Digital, we are your comprehensive digital marketing partner, and we're here to help. We are local marketing professionals, we understand the market, and we know what works for businesses just like yours. We'd love to build a partnership with you. Make today the last day you feel overwhelmed. At ADX Digital, we'll work with you to create a customized digital marketing partnership tailored exactly to your business to help you achieve your goals. Don't waste another day. Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
Join Pensacola Opera's Jerry Shannon on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. for discussion of Pensacola Opera Presents Heartbreak High, a new concept for a classic Donizetti opera, The Elixir of Love. This adaptation transports characters into a 1950s-era high school. Tickets April 30th through May 2nd. Text questions to 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Escambia County's flood risk information has been revised, and updated flood hazard maps are now ready for review. Revisions may affect residents and business owners in unincorporated Escambia County, the city of Pensacola, the town of Century, and Pensacola Beach. View the new preliminary maps and see how your flood risk may have changed and how they can affect building and flood insurance requirements. Find out what your options are at a virtual flood risk open house. For more, visit woh.nwfwmdfloodmaps.com.
This is Northwest Florida's Fox News Station.
They'll finally get to see exactly what happened. Andrew Brown Jr.'s family will next hour get a look at body cam footage of last week's law enforcement shooting that left a black man dead and led to protests in North Carolina.
Elizabeth City, North Carolina is now under a state of emergency by order of its mayor.
Every 30 minutes and whenever news breaks, hear it first right here. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here on the Garden Line, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, 437-1620. Please feel free to call in, weigh into the conversation. In fact, we have Dan from Pensacola. Good morning, Dan, calling into the Garden Line. What's your question for Mike?
Morning, Dan.
Hey, guys. Good to hear y'all again. I don't have any power, so I can't listen. I'll listen again Saturday. I got a lily magnolia, and it's got bore holes in a circular pattern around the main stalks of the tree. And then I got some little flies, things that are moving around on the tree. And I moved them around yesterday, and I could see, it looks like they were like chewing on the moss or mold or something on it. It's clean bark now. I did a little research online on pine magnolia borers. They talk about a product called Dominion L something, I believe.
Right.
And then treating the soil also. I'm going to send you some pictures in just a minute in a text. And a little video shows the little flies move around. The flies are also on some crepe myrtles and Japanese plum tree in the backyard.
Right.
I just wanted to get your take on that. I mean, these borers are, if it did bloom, I don't remember seeing it, and it doesn't have a lot of leaves on it this time of year. I've got a saucer magnolia about 30 feet away, but it's healthy. But I need to know what I might need to treat that. I don't want to lose this saucer because I'm getting ready to put some caladiums under it.
Absolutely. Good choice. Here's what I would do. Number one, you're right. There are some chemicals that one can use for borers. And the way to treat for borers with your chemical, of course, is to spray the trunk. You don't need to spray the foliage. Spray up the trunk. And that's the best way to do it. Keeping in mind that generally borers will get into a traumatized tree, very similar to pine trees. They're the worst about it because pine tree borers are the worst. You get if you have a Hurricane Sally, it may not have taken down the tree, but it blew it, disturbed the roots. That's when the borers come in. And when you discover you have them, and you spray, and let's say that tree, I hate to say this, just dies because of the borers, you've got to cut it down and haul it off, because if you stack that wood somewhere in your yard near good trees, those borers will move on to something else, to another plant, another tree. So you need to get rid of them that way. Spray them, that might help you, but if you end up having to remove the tree, then be sure you get all those limbs and all parts of the tree off your property. That's important.
Wow. Yes. And thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate you. We are getting busy here on the Garden Line, 437-1620. I've never heard of those before.
we usually do talk about borers in the text of our talking about pine tree borers, which in our part of the country, with all our pine trees, are very, very difficult. Sometimes to control, but it's very common. It's very common. But those borers will move like locusts through a stand of pine trees if you don't get the bad one out of there.
Oh, gross. Oh, okay. Yeah. But, I mean, that's good to for
it's
me
a
to
beetle.
Keep
an... It's called a pine. It's a bore, kind of a beetle that bores into the trunk.
That's what I, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
all right. We have a couple more calls coming in here on the Garden Line, 437-1620. It looks like we have Ramon from Milton. Good morning, Ramon. What's your question?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I had a question about we've never had this before in 16 years that we own the house. We have centipede grass, and just recently, maybe 3 weeks ago, we started seeing some of that burrweed.
Yes.
My wife's done some research online, and she's found that maybe you have to get rid of it before it germinates. Is there anything that I can do now that it's actually out and alive and you know?
Yeah, that's a great question. And
just
and,
walking and, out there is...
Right. Oh, no, it's horrible. Your wife's research is correct. The best way to control that is with the pre-emergence, and we've talked about that a lot on the Garden Line, insofar as putting out your weed control early. I'll really do it in February and then repeat it again in November. So you're going to get it in November and then in February, and that should help control many of the weeds that come up in the spring and summer, burrweed being one. I would suggest to you that you also try a post-emergence. It's not going to be perfect, but I would try it. Matter of fact, I would experiment. A product, I'm going to use a Trimec is one that's on the market, but just look for a weed killer that is labeled for the type of grass you have. If you've got centipede grass, be sure that centipede is on the label of that weed killer, and be sure that it is a post-emergence. Post-emergence mean just what you said, that it's going to kill the weed that's there, it's looking you in the face. And then go ahead and spray with that. But before I went to all the trouble of spraying my whole yard, I would certainly buy a small bottle of it, experiment with, you know, an area, you know, say, a, you know, 6x6, if you will, and see if it doesn't help you. That's about all one can do.
Okay.
Now, one other thing you can do. Most of your pre-emergence, as I said, are usually early in the spring season, February, early March, maybe. But there's a product called Dimension, which may keep some of the future ones from coming up. You might want to look into that too. That's a pretty good pre-emergence that you can use a little bit later in the spring season. That's Dimension. But I would certainly try that post-emergence weed control, like I say, in a small area and see if it's going to help you.
Excellent.
Because that burrweed, it is a mess.
It's, yeah.
You did say Dimension, right?
Dimension, correct. I think Dimension best comes in a granular form, so it's easy to put out. But, yes, you'll find it at all the garden centers.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Ramon. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for listening in. Appreciate you. We're moving along here on the Garden Line, 437-1620. We do have another call coming in, but we have to take a quick break, okay, friends? We're hustling back here. I see your texts. I see you saying good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to the Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We will be right back.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Orr's and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. So, get the most out of your heating and cooling system. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 934-2768 or visit them on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Have you ever wondered if that review you're reading is from an actual customer? When you search for businesses at BBB.org, Better Business Bureau makes sure every review you see is from a real customer. For over 100 years, BBB has been connecting consumers to good businesses. So if you're looking for a good business, look for the seal. Start your search at BBB.org. Start with trust. BBB.org.
Join Claimology Thursday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing the recent storms, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm, as well as inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what you need before the next storm arrives.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's about 9:28 here on the Garden Line. We're seeing your texts roll in. Thank you so much for listening today, 437-1620. We had somebody text in a picture. It looks like a vine.
It is a vine.
What is that?
As a matter of fact, the text is very interesting. It says, "Hey, Garden Line, I have what I think this is. Sylvia. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe this is Sylvia. Heart-shaped, it's a vine with heart-shaped leaves on a strong vine, evil stickers, and a potato-type root. Will Roundup or fence line herbicide kill this?" Well, number one, we got the name right. I have always called that potato vine.
Because
the root looks like a potato. Now, insofar as Roundup killing it, sometimes you may ask too much of Roundup. It's more of a grassy weed killer.
Okay.
And with that big potato-like root, I think you're going to have marginal results with Roundup. Fence line herbicide, remember we talked about brush killer last week? That should help you against this. But keep in mind, a brush killer sterilizes the soil. You can't grow plants or sod or anything for a while once you use that brush killer, what the texture here is calling a fence line herbicide. It's tough. A lot of people just say, "Uncle, I'm going to have to dig it up." And that is a major chore.
I did it last year during COVID.
Got your potato vines out by digging them up?
It was a workout. I will tell you that much. It was a workout for sure. So I highly recommend waiting and trying your best to like dig it up, see how that goes, so you don't kill all the soil around it.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree with that. But it is tough duty getting rid of that. It's called a potato vine, and I think most of our listeners in Pensacola know exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, they're a doozy. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break here. Keep those calls coming. We have another one calling in right now, 437-1620, but we're going to take a quick check into the newsroom with Mark Jacobs.
I'm Chris Foster. The family of a man shot and killed by police in North Carolina is shown 20 seconds of body camera video they say show he was executed.
The family of Andrew Brown Jr. say he was shot in the back of the head while his hands were on the steering wheel as sheriff's deputies attempted to serve drug-related warrants on Brown. Despite a handful of deputies on the scene, they were shown just one angle. The responding officers' faces all blurred. A step authorities say they took to protect the investigation.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. It's been 5 days in a row now of more than 300,000 new coronavirus cases in India.
Shipments of medical supplies from overseas are arriving in India.
What we need immediately is escalation in oxygen supplies, escalation in ventilators.
Lance Pinto, who works at a hospital in Mumbai, says India was not prepared for the current surge.
Fox's Simon Owen. The CDC reports 37% of American adults are now fully vaccinated for coronavirus. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. 71, partly sunny. I'm Mark Jacobs. Republican Florida Senator Rick Scott responding to what he calls deeply disturbing allegations against Special Climate Envoy John Kerry. According to reports, when Kerry was President Obama's Secretary of State, he told Iranian officials that Israel was responsible for bombing Iranian targets in Syria. Kerry denies it, but Scott says if it's true, Kerry must resign. A tip-line report leads to the arrest of an Escambia County man on child porn charges. 46-year-old Fallon Koberger charged with 20 counts of possession of child sex abuse material. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office launched an investigation after receiving a cyber tip-line lead. Koberger remains in the Escambia County Jail on $300,000 bond. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Mostly sunny skies, that high near 78 degrees. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy skies, that low near 66. And by Wednesday, temperatures starting to warm, 79 degrees for that high under partly sunny skies. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
71 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze and Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. President Biden will require federal contractors to pay their employees a minimum wage of $15 an hour starting next March, a hike that will benefit a few hundred thousand people and underscores the broader Democratic push to raise the federal pay floor to the same level. Augmented reality displays may someday soon help us be safer drivers. Researchers in the UK have created technology based on light detection that could improve road safety by seeing through objects to alert of potential hazards without distracting the driver. The technology creates holographic representations of road objects that are beamed directly to the driver's eyes. This could be useful where objects such as road signs are hidden by large trees or trucks, for example, allowing the driver to see through visual obstructions. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials down 34 at 33,947. The NASDAQ is down 64. The S&P 500 is off nearly 8. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
April 27th, 1922, from the administration suite of the San Carlos Hotel in Pensacola, this is News Radio 1620, and now also on FM 92.3. Newsmen have just left a presentation by the hotel's manager-owner, Mr. Walter Harbison, who outlined for us the extensive construction plans which will be in progress here within 60 days. Originally, the hotel was built 7 stories high and included 150 guest rooms plus meeting and public areas and a restaurant. Now, with Pensacola itself growing and visitor traffic increasing rapidly, the San Carlos will be expanded to the north along Palafox Street, again holding to 7 stories. The expansion will allow roughing in of up to 700 rooms. About 200 new rooms will be furnished and finished, ready for guests. In addition, there will be a much larger formal lobby, a fine dining room, and on the second floor, a grand ballroom, plus a conference setting.
Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's 9:35, friends. You hear that rockin' robin? We're rockin' through the Garden Line this beautiful Tuesday morning.
It's our halftime music.
Halftime. Woo, that's right. The halftime show has happened, and we need to really get to these texts. And we see you guys calling. Thank you for staying on hold, too. If you want to call back in, 437-1620. We had to hit our half-hour news break, but I do see you all texting in. So let me start just getting through these questions. We have one person in particular that is texting in. They kind of don't understand one particular suggestion that was made last week. So they were wondering if last week you suggested to a person that was having an area that was difficult to put grass in, should you use Bahia grass sod? But can you buy Bahia grass as sod? And they're trying to understand where you could go and buy that.
That's a good question. Bahia. Very few people use Bahia sod.
Which one? What is that? Is that thinner?
There are two types. Two types. One is Pensacola Bahia.
Oh, that's what.
And
that's,
one is
yes.
Argentine Bahia. The Pensacola Bahia, I really wouldn't have any part of. It just sends those seed heads up almost overnight. Argentine grows a little thicker. It also sends up the seed heads, but not quite as much. Most people who do Argentine Bahia do it by seed. It's less expensive. It's a little slow germinator, but it will come up. I have a neighbor who has done that, made a big natural area, but around the perimeter he put down Argentine Bahia seed, and in my walk around the neighborhood, it really, really is looking pretty good. Now, what I would do is call Werner Turf. Werner Turf is on Creighton Road. They're a very, very large sod retailer. And if anybody has it or knows where to get it, they would be able to tell you that. The second phone call would be to our friend Carol Lord at the Escambia County Extension Service and see if in all her dealings in the horticulture field in Escambia County, she knows of anybody who is selling Bahia sod. A lot of people down south have put some in. I think some of the mole cricket damage has been drastic down there. But here in Pensacola, it's usually our favorites, which are St. Augustine, Centipede, and Zoysia. Some Bermuda, but very little Bahia. But it can be done, and it will grow. I always tell people this, real quick comment before we move on. I want to say this, and I hope I'm not incorrect, that at Washington High School, Booker T. Washington High School, right near Sam's, mm-hmm. right off airport,
yeah.
I think that's Argentine Bahia. I think way, way back in the day, they may have sodded with that when
okay.
they built the school.
So
but if you
want to
know
first,
what it looks
yeah.
like, the finished product after many years, run over to Washington High and take a look.
Okay. Yeah. They have nice grass there. I'm not going to lie. Actually, I just was sharing with Mike that this past weekend we started laying sod for our yard, which is in the back. It's very difficult to grow grass in a particular area because it wasn't filled in with enough dirt and soil, so it just kept turning into
right.
a puddle.
Right.
And so we had to, you know, take care of that, irrigate that area. And I like the St. Augustine. I like that lush thickness under
do.
My feet.
Yes, no question.
And so it's looking beautiful, I just have to say. And then in the absolute shaded area, I was taking Paul's advice, and now when we went to Bailey's, we found those flowers. It's like a plant, all colorful leaf with the green and the purplish color that runs through it.
Crotons,
yes.
Yes.
And those are going to go around the bottom part of our live oak. So
keep in mind now, that's very tropical.
Okay.
You know, in the wintertime, it's gone.
So I'm going to have to either cover it or, you know, say goodbye to it?
Exactly. One of the two.
Well, maybe I'll sleep outside with it in the wintertime then. Because they're so cute. I like them.
Oh, they're
colorful.
I put them in containers on my back patio.
I'm thinking
and
about
I love
that.
Them. The colors are great. And
that way I can bring them inside?
Exactly. And, a lot of light if you take them inside. But crotons, in my opinion, are a great fall plant to have on your patio or in your yard because of the colors. Sort of has those fall colors to it.
Absolutely,
it really
beautiful.
Is very nice plant.
I'm learning more and more every day, every week here, and then every day as I go outside and see something different. Hey, we have another text coming in, 437-1620. Good morning. What does Mike think about using ECUA's Bloom Biomass for lawn filler?
I think that may be too heavy material to put on the lawn insofar as I prefer, if you're going to fill in those undulations like we had talked about earlier with one of our callers, I think you just use sand. I think you see people put out the white sand as filler. I think that's the best way to do it. I'm not sure that biomass might be too heavy a material, too mucky, if you will. What I would love to do, if they're ever listening, or anybody with the ECUA is listening, they have got some real experts over there in that particular material that can tell us if they recommend it for lawns. I, quite frankly, think it may not be the right thing to do, but I'm sure I'm open for suggestions from the local folks here in ECUA that sell it, and I know they sell a lot of it. So that's what I would do.
Okay. I didn't even know about the biomass. That's pretty
it's
crazy.
No question. It's some very organic material that they produce, and it's good stuff. I think probably good for like flower beds and that type of thing, insofar as amending the soil. But insofar as lawn filler, I'm not sure it's what you want to use. Interesting.
Okay.
I'd love to hear from them.
Right. If you try that, or try a little small part and see how it goes versus
always
the sand.
Always a good idea. Yeah. Always a good idea.
Trial and error. We love that. Hey, our friend Catherine is sending in pictures. Love it. Want to give you a shout out. Say good morning to you, Catherine. And some of the most beautiful colors. You are thriving in your garden. And she said that her garden was able to withstand the winds this past weekend.
Oh, they were unbelievable. I went outside expecting more damage from that wind, but really there was none. The only thing that wind did, it dried everything out so quick. So before the show is over, we just need to be sure everybody, after that wind, if you haven't had a chance to check your plants, especially any new plants you've just planted, check to be sure they don't need watering like quickly, because that wind will dry them out so fast. And now that we have gotten a little drier, you really need to check what they need, what your irrigation needs are, and that includes lawn too, because here in Pensacola, remember, we have no soil. All we have is sand. And it just goes right through and will dry out almost overnight, even though it may have rained for 3 days.
Right.
So check it close. Quite frankly, it takes so much time and effort and money to get this landscaping right and get our beautiful plants planted in the spring. We have to do everything we can to take care of them.
Right.
No doubt about it.
But then you get to enjoy it in the summertime here.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's when the kids are out of school. They're running through the backyard. You're having people over. You're cooking out. You're doing all the things. So you put in some extra work right now, you're going to reap the benefits later on.
Absolutely true.
It's worth it. Somebody texted and they said that the biomass is actually not dirt and it will break down.
Okay. So I agree with what you said, Jenna, and I think it's a very solid idea, is to maybe give it a try.
Yeah.
You know, I quite honestly, I don't think I'd buy me a pickup truckload and put it on my yard until I knew exactly how it worked.
No. It's kind of like, you know, test an area of your skin to see if you have an allergic reaction.
You know, never thought about that. Like, but that's
one of those things. You kind of test it, or an area of your hair and see if it turns orange. Like, you kind of want to test the waters a little bit and see how you stand, and and then go from there. But we do enjoy all your little tips too.
But it is very environmental insofar as it's recycled, if you will, and it's organic. And a lot of us want to do that. Yes.
Well, yeah, and it is the middle of, the end of Earth Month, right? So we have, mm-hmm. like, we're trying to reduce and reuse, and I will say, though, that this rain is a part of, like, helping us in our earth. Like, although it's not the best, and I don't really like the rainy Saturdays. I'd like it to just rain on a Monday.
Tuesday night.
Yes. At night, yes. Stick exactly. to the nighttime. Can we have a conversation with Mother Nature? But we do need it, and it helps a lot. So I do enjoy your tips, though, that you're texting into us and to
really
all the rest of the listeners.
And we're going to look into that a little bit further.
Yes.
My kind of knee-jerk reaction is it may not be best for lawn filler, but let's find out what the experts say.
Oh, absolutely. 437-1620. We're going to take a quick break here on the Garden Line, but I do see you guys hopping into the conversation again. 437-1620.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. If you're in the market for a pre-owned car or truck, there's only one place in Pensacola I recommend. My friends at Frontier Motors. I love that these guys still do business the old-fashioned way. No pushy salespeople, no fake sale prices, no hidden fees, and no haggling. If you don't love one of the 300-plus cars in their inventory, they'll go above and beyond to track down the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Frontier also offers free appraisals, free Carfax reports, and free advice on buying and selling a vehicle. And if you're ready to get rid of debt and sell the car, take your vehicle to Frontier. And they'll get you a bid in writing in 15 minutes. Folks, there's only one place to call when you're buying or selling a car. Frontier Motors. Check them out at FrontierMotorsInc.com. That's FrontierMotorsInc.com. And remember to tell them Dave sent you.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Sample grilled burgers cooked by pro and amateur teams. This Saturday's Burger Battle by the Bay is 11 till 1:30 at Community Maritime Park. Admission is $20 at the gate, sponsored by the Pensacola Subwest Rotary Foundation. Pensacola Opera presents Heartbreak High, opening this weekend at the Pensacola Opera Center. Performances through May 7th. Check PensacolaOpera.com for tickets and showtimes. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From policy debates to political fights, Chris Wallace anchors Fox News Sunday. Every Sunday at noon on Pensacola's Fox News station. Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea,
on
a blanket. It's 9:48 here. Doesn't that just make you want to sway in the hammock in your backyard?
No question. No question. Great. Your music choices today are top notch.
Thank you. People are actually texting in and letting us know that they enjoy the music here on the Garden Line, and that makes me happy. I want to bring happiness into the world and make people smile and also give them some great information, answer their questions. So I thank you for encouraging me in that area. We do have people texting in pretty much. We have a lot of responses. I try to make sure when people text in that I respond in particular to their question and let them know, hey, this is what we actually said, in case right. They're not listening, you right. know. And people were funny. We were talking about the, what is that vine,
the potato vine.
And, you know, we were saying just dig it up. And sometimes a little muscle going into it, it's a great workout. You know, you just take a good Epsom salt bath later. But, you know, it's a great workout. But it was funny that our listener texted in and said, if only we could train the cats to dig them up. They dig everything else up.
It's like we've always said, it's too bad that you can't eat dollar weed. Because we could feed the entire third world from Pensacola if you could do that. So,
it looks like microgreens. Sometimes I wonder if they're tricking us.
I don't know. I'm not going to try it.
No, but I will say I'm seeing a lot more people. I was walking in East Hill the other day over on 10th Avenue and I want to say DeSoto or Strong. And there is a yard out there. It's beautifully landscaped, just all different colors. But they have one part where it's a raised bed, and it's all herbs.
Yes.
Everything. And they have it all labeled, but it's kind of close enough to the street where people could actually walk up and grab some. I don't know. I have it. It doesn't say for free, but it smells so good. And you're seeing more and more people, like, you know, we talk about sustainable living and people being able to, you know, live off of their land or whatever they want to do. It's becoming more of a trend. And so we just realized we have a raspberry bush growing in our yard.
There you go.
I love raspberries.
Oh, yeah. Some people plant raspberry plants.
They do. We
and blackberries.
We're planting a blueberry.
Blueberry. Oh, yes. Well, blueberries, you know, it's one of my favorites. I just think that's a great plant. Underused, quite frankly.
Oh, okay. And so, all right. We were talking earlier, too, about going to Bailey's. It's closer to me to go to Bailey's. That's why I kind of scooch on over that way. And I like to support local.
Oh, we all do.
Really like to. And it's so beautiful there and clean. And we were talking about the base part of your pot. So your ceramic clay pot or whatever pot. And I call it the saucer because I think of a teacup and a saucer. And Catherine let us know that some stores also call the saucer a reservoir, which makes sense because it catches some extra water.
Exactly.
Which I need because I'll end up spilling everything. But thank you for that, Catherine. Appreciate that. Also, Paul, is that a crotum? Is that what that is?
Croton.
Is that what that is? Paul's texting in some beautiful pictures here. And anything with green with a little bit of pops of purple or color.
You know, there are a couple of types of crotons, too, that you may want to look at. One is, I call it a traditional croton. That's just my term, which has more of a flat leaf, large flat leaf.
Yeah.
But you find the ones that sort of have the curled leaf. And I've seen a lot of those at the garden centers this spring. One thing about crotons, buying crotons, I have found, and once again, some of the listeners can correct me on this, that finding larger crotons have been difficult. And I've talked to one guy who owns one of the businesses and said, you just can't find them. Mm. It's like pintas. You just can't find them. You know, one of the shortage that I have found, and maybe it's just where I'm shopping, is cypress mulch. The old pure, not a cypress mulch blend, but a pure cypress mulch, which people have used and I've used for decades, is hard to find. Very hard to find. Very interesting. And every time you ask about why don't we have this, why can't you find this, the answer is always just the COVID was such an unbelievable burden on the growers that there are many things you just can't find.
Okay, that makes sense. We're seeing all across the board, we're seeing COVID impact everything. So it would make sense that it would impact that as well.
Sure.
Here's a question. What are the best kind of outdoor hanging plants for our area when you have full sun in the front of your house?
You know, one thing I like, obviously I love ferns. I just really think they're pretty. But your basic Boston fern, it's probably not going to take that full sun. It needs some filtered sun.
Okay.
But I'll tell you one that will, and that's a springeri fern. Some people call it an asparagus fern, but they're very, very available almost anywhere. But they will just grow and grow and put up with that sun. And they need some water, but not as much as a Boston fern is concerned. That's a great idea. However, if you're looking for a blooming plant, a bougainvillea might be fun. That's a great vining plant that does well. That's good. There's some petunias that love the sun, that are cascading petunias, if you will. So you could put a fern in a in a hanging basket, and then have some of your cascading color coming out of it. There are all kinds of things like
petunias
that one
beautiful.
Can use. Oh, no question. Petunias are one, and we've always talked about this in the fall. We think about them in the spring, and they are a great spring plant, one of the most popular. However, in the fall, they will put up with some cool weather, even a frost every now and then. So you might want to think about petunias. They'll last you a long time.
Right. There is one type of hanging plant, and we had it in our house my whole life. It ended up being huge, and my mom would always have to trim it back. I can't remember the name of it, but it was similar to the shape of a philodendron leaf.
Mm-hmm.
But they would just dangle.
It could have been a philodendron, but it could have been a pothos also. Pothos has a little lighter leaf, but it looks very, very similar to a philodendron leaf, which has a little more of a green color to it.
But I do love when I see people have the hanging plants. I love ferns. Oh, I've just never been able to keep one alive.
Try that. Yeah, try that spring arrive fern, that asparagus fern, and I think you'll be pleased.
Oh, I have something to tell you.
What is
from
that?
One of our listeners.
Uh-oh.
I don't know the name of this listener, but thank you so much for listening. 437-1620. All right, so this one listener just let us know that there is a cypress lumber mill east of Milton that has a mountain of pure cypress mulch. It's $40 for 2 yards.
Really? That is good information.
What? Happy birthday.
That is good information, because you want to buy good cypress mulch, pure cypress mulch. It doesn't have a lot of filler in it. It's just a lot of trouble finding it, but that is good to know.
That's great. Thank you so much for that.
I have a grandson that has a brand new pickup truck.
Oh.
I may have to get a...
There you go.
Talk to him about a truck for hire.
He's got to put that thing to use.
Exactly. See if I can buy a little gas money
right?
for him.
All right, friends. It's about 9:56 here on News Radio 92.3. We're wrapping up here on the Garden Line. Sneak those last questions in, 437-1620. We will be right back here on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Spring is sprung, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
It's Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale, where you can save up to $300 on our top-rated brands like Sealy and Sleepy's. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or buy Tempur-Pedic and get a $300 instant gift good towards sleep accessories. Shop Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and more with our sleep experts today to find your best sleep. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
All right, friends, we're wrapping up here on the Garden Line. We had somebody call in, though, Pete from Pensacola. He wants to know... how to get some soil testing.
Real quick, go to Werner Turf. We talked about them earlier. Big grass seller here in Pensacola. They have a special soil test kit they can sell you. Or talk to the Escambia County Extension Service. My good friend Carol Lord, she'll tell you how to do it through the county. So those two methods are the way to do it.